Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody, and with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Yair Feldman from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Yair.
Hello.
And we also have Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Greg.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Everybody tells me I always talk too fast, so I'm like just speeding through it, and then everybody's supposed to be able to remember what it is. So, you know, if you want to get in touch with any of us here, you can just go ahead and call that number, and then we'll put you in touch with the right people. So that's what happens. One of the things that I found that was going on this week is that Florida is number one in welcoming new residents. And there's a lot of reasons why people are moving to Florida. And the number one reason is, you know, we always say it's come for the sun and stay for the fun and all that kind of good stuff. But really, I think the number one reason is for a lot of people is taxes. That when you're looking at it, that the taxes a lot of people are leaving California and New York, especially because of the taxes. And they find that when they move here and they can operate from here and work from here and everything like that, and then they don't have any state income tax. So it's a great incentive for them. And I was reading in this article that it was talking about all these people that are selling these multi-million dollar properties in New York and California and then moving here, and the property values are significantly less. So it's just a win-win situation for them all the way around. So it ends up being a good situation for everybody, and that's what it is. So when you're looking at that, it's always a good thing. And a lot of times, I mean, if they've got that huge win, they don't necessarily have to get a loan when they're purchasing that property, but there are loans that are pretty competitive for the high-end people. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So what kind of deal is there for them? I mean, it's like, is the interest rate about the same? Is it a little bit lower, or what? Where does it come for that jumbo package?
Well, with your high balance loans, you're going to be looking at different loan programs altogether, because when they're a higher balance loan, you have to put more money down. You have to bring more money to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the rate should be fairly competitive with your traditional conventional loans. But you do have to consider they have to bring more money to the table. There is more money involved in getting into the property. But it's pretty competitive.
Well, there's always going to be that in any property that you get into that's in that type of thing. And usually anybody that's buying a high-end home, when they're buying it, they're not, they want it to be in move-in ready condition. However, they're not going to keep it the same way that it is. I find that, you know, usually it's at least 10% of the purchase price that people are going to put into it. So if it's a $500,000 house, they're going to put $50,000 worth of upgrades in it, or change out flooring or whatever.
Yes.
And if it's $1 million, they're going to put at least $100,000 into it. And that's just to personalize it and make it their own. So it's not that there was anything wrong with it the way that it was, but that's just something that they want to do. So there's always that kind of thing that happens in a high-end property regardless.
Correct. Usually they have to put about 10% down on the property, so they're financing 90%.
Yeah, that's not really a lot.
Well, yeah, it's not a lot, but when you're looking at a $700,000, $800,000 loan, the 10% is a big,
well, especially, you know, especially people that coming up from up north and they're selling the houses and prices are very high, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Getting paid. I mean, we have that special program of 1% down. So, you know, from the money that they have, they only have to put minimal on it, okay? And they can keep the money and do other things with it, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's if it's and that's not for a high-end loan. That's for a regular, everyday, that's for like under, what is the jumbo start at, like?
673, I think, or 679.
So somewhere in that range. So if you're below that, then you can get the 1% loan, because you
correct.
Can't get that
that's correct.
Above
that's
that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's actually a really good deal, that if you're buying a property that's, you know, up to 600,000 roughly, you only have to put 1% down. That's quite remarkable for you to have to to be doing that. That's pretty awesome.
You also got to keep in mind on the 1% program that is designed to help buyers get into the property.
Right.
But that does come with a price. The rate's going to be a little bit higher because the lender's going to want to recoup the money. They're putting up 2% to help you out with the down payment. So they are going to increase the rate a little bit to recoup the money. But usually that's in the form of a second lien, which is forgivable after 3 years of timely payments. So it basically just gives it's free money that goes away after timely payments of 3 years.
Before, you know, we had that program of 1% down, okay, and client have to have around 720 credit score. We reduce it right now, okay, for 620 credit score.
Wow.
So this, you know, give an options for, you know.
No, that's really amazing for people to be able to, it makes housing affordable. And so it goes down to our battle cry, I think almost every week, that we're telling people that if you're renting out there, that you really need to consider buying, because the amount of money that you have to actually purchase a property is probably pretty similar to what it would be if you have to rent a property.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, if you're going to go rent a property, you got to put like first and last month's rent. And if you have a pet, you have to put a pet deposit, et cetera. So, you know, those that can add up.
Yeah.
And if you take that money that you're going to spend on a rental property, you could put that right into something you're purchasing.
Right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, Greg Whitworth and Yair Feldman, both from Infinity Mortgage. If you'd like to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the bottom line is that, you know, what I always think is the most important thing for people to do is to actually find out what your options are. Mm-hmm. And so that means just a phone call to actually talk to us to see what is the best scenario for you. You know, whether it is to actually go out there and purchase a property, or if you need to get your finances in some kind of shape that you don't know that you need to, but might take like 30 days or something like that. But you actually know where you're at and what the real deal is out there, instead of making a blind decision that you don't know all the facts. I met with another lady earlier this week that had purchased a property, I think it was about 2 years ago, and it was completely wrong for her. It was not the right property for her at all, because she rushed into it. She actually moved here from New York, she moved here from St. Louis, and she came here and for the weekend and was just going to look, and ended up purchasing a property and really, you know, paid more than it was the value of it was. And, you know, it worked out. It was what she thought it was at the time. And now she's kind of in that catch-22 status of, if she wants to sell it, she's going to lose quite a bit of money and then purchasing something else. And, you know, if she would have planned a little bit better, and she was beating herself up while I was talking to her the whole time saying, I know I made this decision, I know I did it, it was my fault, you know, all of those things. But you don't want to see people in that position. And the only way that you're going to get out of that position is if you find out the right information of what you need to find out. And in my opinion, that's talking to any of us that are here on the radio, mm-hmm. you know, whether it comes to something that's going to be with your mortgage or what you want to do with it. And maybe it's even just refinancing your mortgage or something. That might be another thing that you want to do. But you definitely want to look at what's the best situation for you and your family, and where you want to be 5 years from now and everything. Is it in the house that you're in, or is it somewhere else? And that's what you really need to look at and figure out, you know, what the best policy and situation is for you. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Yair Feldman from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Yair.
Thank you for having me.
And also Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage. Welcome,
Hello.
Greg.
Hello, Laura.
and at Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I thought that we would concentrate and talk a little bit about today is the difference between working with a bank or working with a mortgage lender like you guys are. And what you guys do is that you represent a lot of companies. And so as a result of that, you're able to not just have to pigeonhole everybody into one little hole. You're able to pick the product that's best for them and works for whatever they need to do.
That's correct.
And so why don't you go ahead and explain a little bit, you know, like how your process works and how you go through it, just so that we know, you know, so that you actually are able to sometimes get things done faster and everything as well because of that as a result as well.
I'll take this one. With the with brokers and when you were comparing them to like a bank or, you know, going to your local banking facility to get a loan done, they're limited to the in-house products. They may have some outside sources to get some loans done. But as brokers, we have a lot more banks that we do business with. So we have more than 20 banking
22
that we do business with. What happens is if we take your loan and we feel like you're going to qualify for this program based on what's going on, we can put you into that program. And then if things start to go sideways in underwriting, we always have plan B, C, D that we can quickly flip your program into another bank or get into another program seamlessly without having to pull credit or go through all this, you know, the drama. Sometimes the banks don't even call the customer because they don't know what to do with them, or they just have to decline the loan, and then now you're back on the street looking for somebody else to take care of your loan.
Well, and it's a really good point, because what happens is that every contract, when you're purchasing a house, there are definitely timelines that come into play that have to be maintained and everything like that. And so if something does go sideways and you want to start over, a lot of times it's adding at least another 30 days and those kinds of things to get everything going. But if you know that you run into a roadblock here, that you can go to the next step seamlessly, like you said, in 12 hours or so, or 24 hours, whatever it is, so that you're moving on and all of the heavy duty work is already done because you've got that package all put together that has all of their documents and everything there. So it's not like starting from scratch. It's just, you know, going from A to B and that kind of thing.
Correct. Yeah. Because if you're with a bank and you run out of options, you have to go someplace else and you have to provide all those documents all over again. We already have it all in-house. And if we have to change lenders, it's a seamless experience. And the customer usually doesn't even know. And a great example of that is just a few weeks ago, I was working with a client, and they insisted on going conventional because they wanted to be able to drop the MI after the loan, you know, went below 80% loan to value. With FHA programs, you can't drop the MI. It's kind of stuck with you for the remainder of the loan.
For those of you that don't know what MI is, it's mortgage insurance. That's if you're putting less than 20% down, that's added on to your payment. And so when you're putting 20% down, you get a lot less. Well, usually it can range usually from a low amount to a few $100s.
It just depends
on your credit and who the lender is and all those kinds of things.
Absolutely. There's a couple of variables that go into calculating the MI. Mm-hmm. Some of our preferred lenders that we use do give us MI discounts. So we get discounts on top of that for being a preferred lender with those banks that we do business with.
And this is because also the amount of client that we provide them.
That's correct. So, you know, getting back to the story, but, you know, that was the situation the customer had to have that. So we sent them conventional, but something came up in underwriting that was unexpected. And we don't usually like that to happen, but it does happen from time to time. So once we figured out the issue, we had to flip it to FHA. And I only had 11 days to get it to the closing table at this point. So I was able to seamlessly flip that loan into an FHA and get it to the closing table in 10 days. So that's very fast to go FHA from time of submission to time of closing within 10 days. So that we can do things like that, and that makes us a great source to get your loans done. You know they're going to get done in a timely fashion with us.
Yeah, and well, so great. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there was anything wrong with you. I'm sure that whatever came up in underwriting was just kind of a weird quirk or whatever that happened for that person. It's not because obviously they still qualified for the loan and everything was good. It was just that it was a better situation for them to go FHA than it was to go conventional.
Yeah, and sometimes you do run across things that you can't see that do come up in underwriting when they do a little bit deeper dive than we do as brokers. I do have an underwriting background, so I'm pretty thorough on going in pretty deep with my clients. I've been in the business for a long time. I did 10 years of underwriting. So I usually underwrite my files before they go to an underwriter. So I'm usually well prepared for things as they come up. But this one kind of is, you know, kind of side, you know.
Well, there's always something out there, you know, is what happens. So it's like I never feel like there's a real estate transaction that we do that is 100% seamless. There's always something that comes up. And so our job is to actually be like that, you know, duck going across the water that everybody sees it just going across the water. It looks really smooth, like everything's going. But underneath, we're pedaling fast to make sure that everything is going the way that it needs to, and catching anything before it goes sideways and before it, you know, blows itself up, so that if it can be resolved, that it is resolved. And if there is a problem, that we can resolve it quickly and immediately in order to make the time damage, you know, the least amount. Because there is always something that comes up, whether it's something in the inspection, whether it's something in the appraisal, whether it's something that they're going through the underwriting process that, you know, that bumps up and all that kind of stuff. But pre-approval really solves a lot of that stuff. And so there's a big difference between pre-approval and pre-qualified. And so what the difference with that is that the pre-approval is generally just somebody talking to you, and you talk to somebody and they just don't even look anything up. They just say, oh, it sounds like you're good. And so they'll write a letter. Whereas the pre-approval, you actually go through the process.
Yeah, we're going to pull your credit. I'm going to look at your income documents. I'm going to look at your assets. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. I'm going to find out what your situation is, and we're going to try to figure out if you are well qualified to buy the home.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, when we're getting those information, the reason that we are quick the majority of the time is because we are fully automated. So when we're getting those information, okay, we just plugging in into the system, okay, and we are actually connected with Fannie Mae, okay, so we can get, you know, showing us right away, you know, if client is eligible or is not, okay, and if he's not, we find out why, and we contact the client right away, okay, to provide us, you know, whatever we need.
Yeah, because a lot of times when you do run into, and that's one of the pet peeves, I think, that comes with a lot of people when they are going through the loan process, is that they don't understand that a lot of times there are things that are asked for as you go along, additional paperwork. And I know you guys work really hard to get everything up front so that you don't have to ask for those additional paperwork items. But there are times when the underwriter's asking for something, you know, that you have to go to that next step and get. And so it's just, you just have to provide it and then everything moves along and that kind of thing. But you know, it is a partnership is really what it is, in order to make sure that everything goes smooth and that we're going to make things happen. And that's basically what it comes down to, is that if it's not, it's like when we're all working together, it's like a well-oiled machine, that everything's happening the way that it should. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Yair Feldman from Infinity Mortgage.
Thank you for having me, Laura.
You're welcome. And we also have Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage.
Hello, Laura.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So when you're working with a mortgage broker, one of the things that's important is obviously having the I's dotted and the T's crossed, which you guys do very well. And then the second thing is obviously the timeliness, like we were talking about. And one of the things that enabled to being able to close on time is actually being able is ordering the appraisal fairly early in the process, because that's something that can hold us up.
That's correct. Yeah, you definitely want to get your appraisal order, because it can take up to 5 to 7 days to get the appraisal in. And if there's any issues with the appraisal, then we need to try to get in front of that before we get it, you know, to the final stages.
Yeah, because the appraisal is one of the things that obviously is one of the roadblocks that we can run into. We haven't had a whole lot of trouble with appraisals lately, but there are times when the market changes a little bit that we do have explanations that we need to do with appraisals, or properties aren't quite appraised in the way that we'd like to see them. And so we have to work on that a little bit. And that's one of the main things that I know is kind of outside of your control, because we have to use a third party company in order to do that. So they're not associated with you guys or anything in any way, shape or form.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, to do that, because it has to be that arm's length transaction. And so the appraiser is an independent person that comes in and gives the value of the property, and want to make sure that that person has enough time to do what they need to do. And I know that sometimes when we're working with sellers and the buyer's mortgage company is just waiting till the last minute, till everything's perfect, just to do that mortgage and do that appraisal. And the problem is then that delays the closing. Mm-hmm. Because they don't get, they're like, oh, it's the day before closing, we don't have the appraisal back yet. And I'm like, well, you should have ordered it a long time ago. So that's one of the things that definitely delays people, which is obviously something that you guys don't do.
Well, we have an options also that when we look to the lender site,
yeah,
we have an option to see, okay, plug the address into the system and see by the lender what's the property worth. Okay, so we have that option. Now, yes, there is an issue with appraisals, okay? There are appraisals that are coming out from a different part of the state, and they're not familiar with the area. So when it's come low, we are challenging the appraisal.
Yeah, that's something that we've done many times, and it just depends on the appraiser. Some appraisers just want to dig in their heels and say, that's it, and that's it, period. And I'm just like going, okay, well, let's look at what just happened right here. But anyway, you know, we always figure out a way around it, but it is one of the bears that we all run into when it comes to the property. And so it's just one of those things. But I think that that was one thing that I wanted to know a little bit is that, so I've read that there are more automatic underwriting and that kind of stuff or automatic appraisals that are being done, that they're not sending the person out there, that that's becoming more and more popular. But I haven't personally seen it yet. Are you guys seeing that?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen any personally in a while. But we can run them through the system of the lender. And what it will do is, based on the property and the location, it'll tell us if it's qualified for an appraisal waiver, which means we can waive the appraisal off. And that's usually under, you know, on the DU, desktop underwriter, which is the automated system that we use to underwrite the loans. Sometimes if that happens, all we got to do is get a waiver.
Beside the point also, okay, we can do what they call a drive-by appraisal, mm-hmm, instead to do a full appraisal.
Yeah. Okay. And that's probably more based on the cookie cutter, mm-hmm, areas and that all of the houses are pretty similar and everything when it comes to that, I would imagine too.
Yes.
Yeah, but and so it's almost like but what I've heard that they're going to, which I haven't seen and you guys haven't either, it sounds like, but it says that they're going to like the Zestimate, like kind of the thing on Zillow, that it's like that's what the appraisal is going to go through, that kind of automatic system that's going to determine it, which to a certain extent they're doing it for the waiver, it sounds like, to get that.
Right, yeah. And they're basically just looking at that market data, and it's making a determination to pay based on the sales price. So if they're trying to push the value up in the particular market that's a little bit higher than what the market's calling for, or what the homes are selling for in that area, then it's definitely going to flag for an appraisal. But if it's within those limits or below, then it may get an appraisal waiver.
Yeah, that's great. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to the News Radio WFLA. Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Yair Feldman and Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So just to sum up a little bit, some of the advantages of working with a mortgage broker like you guys, and especially Infinity Mortgage, is that you can, that you've got multiple lenders, 22 of them that you can pick from, that are going to do it, and the consumer's not going to pick. You guys are going to find out what the best deal is for the people.
Absolutely.
And well, then the second thing is that you guys are able to get things done expediently and quickly because, if number one, you're efficient and you've got the systems in order to handle a lot of people and to do them efficiently.
Absolutely. It is a balance between the lenders that we choose. We always want to pick the lender that's going to give the borrower the best opportunity to buy the home. So we want to get them into the best program that's going to benefit them. Everybody's different. So it's just one of those things. You have to call in, talk to somebody, let us evaluate your situation. Let us have a good look at what you have going on, and we can place you into a program that's going to be the best fit for you. And we can have a real conversation about, you know, where the payment's going to be, what kind of rates, et cetera, et cetera. So we can try to coach you through the process. What we like to do is make it as easy and seamless as possible.
Yeah.
So the borrowers aren't inundated, because they hear nightmares about, oh my goodness, I went through this loan process. It was the worst thing. I mean, and they were stressed all the time. And we don't want you to be stressed. We want to make it nice and easy, and just trust that we have your back and we're going to take you right to the finish line.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, everyone, okay, we have on the emails, okay, we have special links over there that people can upload their document, and it's Army Secure. So anything that they need to do, they don't have to be in touch with us. They don't have to give us, let's say, the social or something like this, okay? They can fill it up, okay, online.
Yeah.
And it's going into our system, okay? And then the system, you know, start generating, you know, the approval.
But it is secure, and that's something that's really important, obviously, for people today, because they want to make sure that their information is not in jeopardy. I mean, it seems like every other day we hear about somebody that's been compromised or some big company, and that's your information that's compromised. So the fact that you have that and that everything is secure and maintained that way, then that just makes it that much easier.
Absolutely. You can ask Guy Year about this, but we do use the highest level of encryption on our website and for transferring documents to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it just makes it easy. I mean, obviously, some people like the old-fashioned way of actually sitting down with people and handing them to them, which is obviously an option as well. But if you'd like to upload everything because you're more efficient that way, then that's another option as well.
Well, I started in the business the old-fashioned way, so I'm perfectly fine with doing things the old-fashioned way.
Just depends on who you are and who you're working with. Okay.
Well, we're trying to beat the Rocket Mortgage.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Yair Feldman from Infinity Mortgage.
Hello, hello.
And Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're always looking for bargains and everything that are out there on the market. And I think, Danielle, you've got quite a few of them to go over with us today.
I sure do. I've come across some, I guess you would say nice, not per se flips, but just some ones that I felt were a good value. And then the return on investments is something that I look at. But these are great from what they gather that I reached out to the agent and, you know, got the information from. They only needed maybe like a coat of paint, you know, maybe the floors need to be changed, things like that. So it's not like something, very overwhelming that you'll see sometime in flips where they have to like, you know, gut the whole house. And so it could be overwhelming for like the first time buyer, maybe even the second time buyer, if this is like maybe something that they're wanting to get into. But I came across one that I thought was really good. The previous tenant, it was a tenant occupied. They totally trashed it and they had to get evicted. But the guy has come in and he's taken out everything that they left. It's located right there off of Hiawassee. So the area is good. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, I Google mapped it just to see what was around. I mean, Walmart was 3 minutes. I mean, Home Depot was 8. So, like, location is great. The schools are good over there as well. But the return on investment for a rental is easily around the $1,400, $1,500 mark if it was something that you wanted to put out there. But the purchase price, he's actually asking only $160. And it's because it needs the coat of paint. It needs a nice clean job, per se, you know, just like a nice mop, you know, mop and broom would be sufficient. But that's way under value because the going rate is around $195. So if it was perfect for a home, first time home buyer, like I said, because really and truly it just, the roof is newer within the last couple of years. I think it was put on with the last hurricane that went through. Yeah. So it's like a 2-year-old roof, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. 2-car garage. The land on this house is ginormous because it, from you and the neighbor, is like 20 feet, it seems like, maybe 25. I mean, it was just absurd. And then the backyard, I mean, you could put like 3 swimming pools. It's such a big yard. No HOA, which is another thing that I'm running across now more than ever when I'm working with buyers, is that they're trying to get out of the HOA. They love the HOA for the fact that, you know, they can, you know, tends to help keep the houses up and stuff like that. But some of them are just not liking the restrictions that come along with it. So there's no HOA. And really and truly, it just needs a good clean job, some paint, and maybe some new carpet because there's tile in the wet areas. But for that price at $160, I mean, again, it's $35,000 less than the going price. And the ones that I even looked at weren't even, you know, like fancy per se, like with granite and stainless steels. It's just a nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. So for first time home buyer, it's fantastic because, again, I don't think it's overwhelming with the amount of work that needs to be done. And then secondly, if it's for a flip, I mean, this would be one that you could make, you know, a few bucks on, you know, cost you a few thousand to get in there. Or if you're using it for, you know, you're going to buy it and rent it, it's a great investment as well.
Yeah. And so when it comes to investor loans, what are the qualifications that somebody would have to have for that if you wanted to buy a house to rent out? That's a little bit more down to that you have to have. Is it 25 or 30% down or?
No.
It's going to be dependent on the client. It depends on where their credit is.
Yeah. But what's the, if you're really good and all of that kind of stuff, then what are you saying that you could get a loan to value?
Well, it all depends, you know. I mean, we have to run the scenarios and see what is this. But we do have what they call 203K program.
Yeah, but that's for somebody that's going to live in it, correct, the 203K? That wouldn't be an investor.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, like, if you were an investor out there and you wanted to purchase a property, how much down do you have to have?
About 10%.
Okay. And it might be a little bit different based on your credit score and everything, but if everything's good, then you could get something as low as 10%. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that makes it even, you know, more, I would say,
enticing,
or something. Yeah. Because then, you know, if you can turn around and rent it out for the $1,500 or $1,600, because that's even what the going rent is going on over there, and you're putting down that, I mean, that, you know, your mortgage is paid and then some. So, I mean, it's really good. I mean, I came across it last week. I really thought it was a great deal. And then I noticed right now, you know, we're into October already, and a lot of the builders have a lot of incentives going on because they're closing out their quarters.
And some of them their years.
And their year, yeah, because I think November is when it ends, if I'm not mistaken, or at least that's what somebody was telling me. And so I'm coming across the same thing. A lot of builders are down to, like, very little that they have left. And so they are really working, like I came across one that was in Ocoee because I was out in Hiawassee area. So there was one in Ocoee and there was 3 or 4 homes that were left for this particular builder. And the prices were unbelievable. Like the one house was 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2-story. And they had it for $260, I think. And the closest thing in Ocoee that was that price was $310 or something like that. And it was just because they down to their very last few homes that they need to get off their books. And that particular builder told me theirs ends in November. So yeah. Now would be a good time to maybe get an inventory home. And a lot of them are coming with very nice upgrades because, you know, the builder is, you know, building it from, in my opinion, from what they would like to see for somebody to have. So it came with all the bells and whistles, and they even threw in the washer and dryer. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So there's still some good sales and deals out there, I think, for anybody.
Yeah, there definitely are good deals out there for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA, Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Yair Feldman with Infinity Mortgage, as well as Greg Whitworth from Infinity Mortgage. So if you'd like to get in touch with any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So when you're looking at basically your Central Florida needs, I mean, I think that it comes down to whether you're a buyer or a seller. The best thing that you can do is to actually find out what's really going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there in the news and a lot of stuff going on that everybody's like, oh, there's a recession coming and the market's going to fall. But that's not necessary. That might be as a national thing that in some areas that's going to happen. But real estate is very local, and dealing with the lenders is very local, too. And that's what we like to do as well, to make sure that, you know, we're all here and we know what's going on in the market. And so we can let you know what's happening in your particular area, because it's not even it's not even, you know, local like the greater Orlando area, but it's local to your specific neighborhood, mm-hmm. as to what's going on and everything. And when it comes to loans, when you're dealing with all of the different products out there, like I can't even imagine how many there are. You have 22 different lenders, but then on top of that, they all have multiple programs. So you're talking about probably 100 choices that when it comes down to for some people, that's a loan that you have to pick and choose and go through. And so finding out, you know, if down payment is the most important thing, if the time to close is the most important thing, if it's, you know, not having that mortgage insurance or having the lowest mortgage insurance that you can have. And, you know, so it comes down to all of those questions of how it's going to affect you and what your long-term plans are with that property, whether you're an investor or whether you're buying it for your primary residence. And so just give us a call is what we'd like to have you do. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.